This is a story about financial literacy, but we're not talking about amortization or balloon payments, usury laws, or even the riveting subject of bundled mortgages sold as securities. Rather, this story involves something much more simple.
Now I got two piggy banks. I don't have any quarters, just pennies.
Pennies are good.
But I want some quarters too. But Papa just gave me just pennies.
Raven Jane Matawi is using her two piggy banks to save money.
And how old are you?
Five. I mean six.
Six, I know. I lose track of my age too.
Even if you can't accurately recall your age every time, experts point out that instilling those very basic financial literacy skills, even something as simple as a piggy bank, needs to start early. That's the idea of the Child Development Account Savings Program, or CDA, through Lakota Funds on Pine Ridge. Doug Patton is the program manager.
And what it is that's a savings account that the participant or the child opens with Lakota Funds. It's a joint account. And then the parents put in $125 a year, and then Lakota Funds matches them $375 a year for 8 years.
Patton says the program is more or less a pilot project. He says the funds needed over the 8 years of this CDA came through the assistance of a $200,000 grant from the Northwest Area Foundation. He says students in the program do bi-monthly classes with their parents to work on financial literacy skills. For parents like Shannon Freed, she's the mother of six-year-old Raven, the program is about more than just a piggy bank.
It's really important for us. It helps, first of all, to help give her some ideas about long-term savings and so that we have something to give her when she's older and she's ready to move on to high school. And then also it's been helping us buy school clothes and other school supplies for her.
To think about more than just the here and now and to save for the future doesn't happen across the board in all families for a number of reasons. Alice Hunter also has a daughter in the program. She says she hopes it instills the skills that she didn't have as a young person.
When I had my first child, I never thought about the future, looking ahead of when he was in high school or when they're going off to college when he was 7 years old. But now I feel for her to start this program now and to end it years down the road in 8 years, that she's going to have the feeling of an accomplishment of reaching a goal. So that'll help her later on in life when she's going to start college and she's going to have that goal to finish. So it's teaching them goals and to always look ahead. You know, I didn't even do that as a younger mother.
Financial security is often developed within families, sometimes over generations. But those like Doug Patton say on Pine Ridge, the lack of a local bank until very recently has left challenges for developing a more broad financial base in these communities. He says programs like this one aim to change that.
And I guess kind of in a roundabout way, yes, with Lakota Funds, the mission here is economic development. And I guess by helping these children become better money managers, maybe we'll get a few business owners, you know, a few people that might down the road be able to start a business, and which to start a business, one of the first things you need is to have your finances in order and know how to take care of that.
For six-year-old Raven, starting a business may be a long ways off, but she's learned that saving those pennies in her piggy bank has its rewards.
I sold the toy and then I got more money and then I wanted it and then we went back and saw what I wanted, and then I just saved up my money for it.
The Child Development Account Savings Plan at Lakota Funds has 25 students in its initial run. Organizers say they lack the funding to do more, but they say as the project proves successful over the long term on places like Pine Ridge and around Indian Country, it may be repeated to help build a new generation of savvy entrepreneurs. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.